Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Patriot Vision ist zurück auf der Side City nach einer langen Pause seit 2019. In den USA ist das Unternehmen längst etabliert, doch in Europa noch weitgehend unbekannt. Das soll sich nun ändern. Im Mittelpunkt des Gesprächs steht das Patriot Voice AI, eine moderne Lesemaschine mit künstlicher Intelligenz. Sie erkennt, wenn etwas unter der Kamera liegt und liest den Text automatisch vor, ganz ohne Knopfdruck. Darüber hinaus kann das Gerät Barcodes scannen, Produkte beschreiben, Farben oder Geldscheine erkennen und Fotos analysieren. Möglich wird das durch KI-gestützte Bildverarbeitung. Die Bedienung erfolgt über 3 einfache Drehregler. Das Gerät ist dabei etwas so groß wie eine Kaffeemaschine. Es besteht aus einem massiven, gebogenen Aluminiumprofil. Für unterwegs bietet Patriot Vision außerdem für sehbehinderte Menschen flexible All-in-One-Lösungen auf Basis von iPads oder Samsung-Tablets an. Diese Geräte verfügen über Vergrößerung und Texterkennung in einem klappbaren System, ideal für Schule, Studium oder Beruf. Ein drittes Produkt ist die Patriot Viewpoint, eine elektronische Brille für Menschen mit Sehrest. Sie ermöglicht das Verfolgen von Sportveranstaltungen, Theaterproduktionen oder sogar das Spielen eines Instruments direkt über das Bild in der Brille. Persönliche Erfahrungsberichte aus den USA zeigen eindrucksvoll, wie vielseitig das System ist. Für den Winter ist zudem ein stationäres Bildschirmlesegerät mit integrierter KI geplant, ein Novum in diesem Produktsegment. Noch gibt es keinen Vertrieb in Deutschland, doch Patriot Vision ist auf der Suche nach Partnern und will den europäischen Markt mit innovativer Technik erobern. Und hier der folgende Beitrag, da hört man dann auch das Vorlesegerät Voice AI. Sehr faszinierend auf alle Fälle, dass es aus wirklich sehr stabilem, schweren Metall gefertigt ist. Fühlt sich tatsächlich ein bisschen an wie eine Kaffeemaschine, weil unten eben die Platte ist, wo man das Lesegut auflegt und dann eine recht massive Metallstütze nach oben geht, die dann auch oben so ein bisschen geschwungen ist. Also so, als ob man da, wo das Lesegut liegt, eine Kaffeekanne reinstellen könnte. Interessantes Design auf alle Fälle, sehr wertig, stabil, Patriot Vision eben. Hört euch gerne das englische Originalinterview an.
Now I'm here at Patriot Vision. I think it was 2019 in Frankfurt and this year again. What do you show here at Frankfurt?
Yes, hi. So like you said, we were here back in 2019. This is our first year coming back since COVID. We have a couple unique products in the industry which are very exciting. We're very popular in the United States, but we are limited knowledge and exposure in the European market, so we hope to get more people to know about our products. Our products consist of all-in-one iPad and Android tablet systems that act as a CCTV magnifier and OCR reader. So they're like portable, all-in-one, foldable solutions, great for students going from classroom to classroom to replace the needs of a traditional desktop machine. They're very high quality because they're using a genuine brand new iPad or Samsung tablet, OLED screens, very bright and vivid image quality. We also have a standalone reading machine that is utilizing artificial intelligence. So in addition to just reading print, we could have artificial intelligence do barcode scanning to tell like grocery items, nutritional facts, and serving size. It could describe pictures that it takes, that it looks at. It could even tell you like money identifying, color identifying, and all that sorts of stuff. We have another device, which is our most popular in the United States, called the Patriot Viewpoint. And that is a wearable device that you're able to put on like a pair of goggles, and it helps with people with low vision to be able to spectate stuff like sporting events or theater plays and be able to do distance viewing. It's a very exciting moment in the industry because that product has been enabling people. We have a bunch of videos on YouTube, testimonials that people send in that are able to have people go to like sporting events. One lady was able to play the organ piano with it, so a musical instrument. A gentleman actually took it to his daughter's wedding and watched his daughter get married with the viewpoint. So it's exciting that the technology is evolving, more so than just the traditional reading printed material. We're able to have technology enable and empower someone legally blind to be able to do much more now. Yeah.
I think we have more listeners. They are blind and not so much visual impaired. Perhaps you can show us a standalone reading machine with AI, because I think AI is a big thing for reading machines.
Yes, so the AI, Patriot Voice AI is what it's called, and that is real simple because you place documents underneath and then it takes a picture to read out loud automatically within a second, so it's very quick. But also when you put documents underneath that aren't just print, but like let's say a family photo, you could press a button on the top and it'll actually describe what it's looking at. So it'll give you like a very comprehensive understanding of what the document is. And that's very, very much empowering as well. Artificial intelligence becoming something new in the industry to help someone that's totally blind or legally blind be able to do more than just read print again. We hope to use that artificial intelligence, and towards the end of the year, we are planning to design a desktop machine, like a traditional CCTV, that has artificial intelligence embedded into it. No other machine on the market that I know of has artificial intelligence that's like a desktop traditional table machine. So we hope to come out with that, and we may be one of the first towards the end of the year.
There's a reading machine here. Can you show us a short?
I do. I have it at the end of the table here.
Okay.
Let's, if we
might. With you?
Yeah, go back the other way to the.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's this direction.
So there's a tray. I have it right here in front of me.
Okay.
And there's a tray underneath I'll place a document on, and it's going to take the picture without me pressing any buttons.
Patriot View. Patriot T-Media.
I'll slow it down.
Multimedia transmitter. Patriot. Wearable technology with features such as distance view, CD read slower, CCTV reading, OCR mode. The Patriot viewpoint has the widest field of view of any wearable in the industry.
So it's reading the document right now, but I'm going to try something else. I'm going to put a barcode of a grocery item underneath. It's like
Please put the document on the reading surface.
It's an empty bag of Skittles, but I'm going to put the barcode underneath, and you're going to hear it tell you
Skittles
like the
original
nutrition
fruit candy, 2.17 ounces. Bad brand.
Yeah.
Skittles manufacturer. Starburst description. Taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
Contains an assortment of wonderful fruity flavors.
I'm also going to put a family photo underneath so we could kind of hear it, understand.
Connection error.
Oh, I have the... It does need internet for the Patriot Voice AI, but let me try to get it connected.
Connection error.
I think it's connected to my phone and maybe having some difficulty with the internet here.
No problem.
But it could describe family photos, color identifying, money identifying, stuff of that nature. So.
And it's a metal housing. It is really good manufacturing quality.
Yeah, so it's made out of aluminum and it has three dial knobs to control it along the front. The right one is to change the volume.
Oh, very big truck dials.
Yeah, like a traditional like a radio dial. But the right one is to adjust the volume. The left one is to adjust the speed. And the middle one navigates forward or backward. Very simple to use. And it's about 5 pounds. It's low voltage and plugs into the wall. And it's kind of like a size of a coffee maker almost. Mm. It sits at a table.
And now you're looking for distributors in Europe or Germany. Unfortunately, I didn't found any distributor in Europe.
Yeah, so we have a few, very few far between. We have a company in France that sells products, but none in Germany yet. And I think it's because, again, the products, they're very popular in the United States, so we know they're good quality. But the European market, I just don't think many companies know about our products. So we hope to find a few. I've networked with quite a few that came by the booth at Sight City. And I have a few that are very interested in purchasing and starting to promote our stuff, especially as we come out with more innovative technology. We try to fit a very unique niche in the market of what a lot of other people aren't quite doing. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then you fly back today? Or?
I do, actually. So I fly out this evening, but I definitely plan on coming back this next year. Probably have a bigger table and maybe 2 or 3 people with us. So we're very excited about Sight City.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.siteviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.